All right, introduction. For me, grace wasn't only a discovery, it was a journey.
Big time. You learn how to move it and access it more and more every day of your life.
You can't just hear about it. To be appreciated, it must be experienced. When I was saved in 1965, I recognized its glory from a great distance as a sinner in need of a Savior. Nevertheless, I knew little about it. I accepted its offer of salvation by faith and was born of the Spirit, ignorant of what had happened to me. It took decades of receiving the love of God while working out my problems for me to truly begin to plumb the depths of grace and fully enjoy the Christian experience. It isn't just an overnight wonder. It's a lifetime of fresh opportunities to enjoy how much God loves us and wants to bless us. Perhaps this was the hardest thing for me to accept. I could understand grace that saves, but I couldn't understand grace that always has us covered no matter what.
That's such a big thing, folks. You got to get that inside you.
Yeah.
God, you know, God saved me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a saved state.
Yeah. Yeah. The former opens the doors of heaven to you, the latter, the abundant life along the way. Actually, reigning in life through Christ was hard work for me until I gave in to grace.
Did you hear that? Some of you are sweating, almost drops of blood, working so hard to live this abundant life.
True.
And the thing that's abundant in your life is you.
Yes.
You need some abundant grace.
The magnitude of grace began to dawn on me after I learned that not only was getting saved all on God, but so also was the whole Christian experience. Coming to the realization that getting saved makes us a part of God's new creation changes everything. Until your eyes are opened to the advantages of being in Christ, living for God will be miserable, and your shortcomings will continually leave you devastated and full of feelings of inadequacy.
That's big time. Many people, you know, it's funny about being feeling inadequate and devastated. All it takes is one person to say one little thing in the middle of a sentence that they didn't even mean the way we took it, and down we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Opens the door wide, and you know what I mean? Down we go. Put grace in your toolbox.
Yeah. Amen.
So the next time something happens, grab grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Nearly said it, Randall.
Yes. At last I found out for myself that grace enables us to walk with God without having to ever feel inferior or undeserving again. This was a tremendous revelation. Grace makes us children of God and therefore joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our elder brother. This opens the door to an eternal relationship with God that won't go away. Without a thorough understanding of the grace of God, no one can expect new converts to Christ to survive the first time they let themselves and God down after they are saved. Your joy won't last 5 minutes after you sin for the first time unless you know about it. Grace gives you a fresh start and keeps you in that mode for the rest of your life. Impossible, you say. You are quite right, but thanks be to God, through Christ, it is possible. So enjoy. Yes, you read correctly. Only grace can set us free to enjoy being saved.
Oh, get that one.
Hallelujah.
I'm a happy man now. I am free, and grace did it. At last, God has been able to deliver me from the negativity that comes from living any other way. I am beyond needing the approval of anything or anyone. In fact, I don't consider those things anymore because I know God is for me all the time, and this is all I need. Christian, through grace, your life is hidden in Christ, and no one can touch you there unless you allow them. Finally, I have been convinced that God always was and is for me. What a perfect atmosphere in which to be healed.
Yeah, that's where you get healed of such
it
a
is.
Thing.
Thank God, I found out that Christian victory is not law-based, but grace-based. I also learned to fall back on love, not fear, because of this. Since then, this has become my greatest motivation, His love for me and my love for Him, myself, and others. This is the only permanent way to crowd out our lesser
Amen.
Motives, guilt, fear, criticism, condemnation, etc. Finally, joy is here to stay, and I find myself laughing more. Christian, for grace's sake, get off the bandwagon of self-righteous living with all of its legalisms and join the rest of us in living for Christ by grace alone. After all, isn't this why he died? Anything else is an insult to his tremendous sacrifice. It's ungrace.
Are you getting something out of this book? I'm glad. Okay, next paragraph. Mm-hmm.
This book contains some of what God has taught me about grace over the last 46 years. It is full of revelation that will inspire you and, for the rest of your life, put the joy back in your heart that you first experienced when you were saved. Through Christ's grace, you too can be set free to live the God life without regret. Grace sets you free to follow God's timetable for your sanctification without having to feel condemned by the mishaps, spills, accidents, and downright stupid things you get into along the way. Thank God I no longer look to the law for my approval. Grace has seen to that. Practically looking and living like Christ by tomorrow morning is no longer an imperative. In fact, it is unscriptural, something even God can't pull off. Until the resurrection in the end, who you are in Christ is more than enough. One thing is for sure, he isn't surprised by our ups and downs, so why should we be? Grace has made us safe. Isn't it wonderful to realize that our sanctification is a process and he knows it? The good news is that God has won my heart through his love, and in return I want to live for him for the rest of my life. The whole Christian experience is a response to God's love. This is where our understanding of grace is birthed, and as it is developed, our self-respect, dignity, and motivation will find this higher motive.
That's very important. There's a higher motive there that some folks operate on. Mm-hmm. And without the understanding of grace, you won't get to that higher motive. You can't just appeal to higher motives, but the big question why comes into it.
Yeah. It has taught me to glory in the cross and not myself.
Big time sentence.
This has taken the pressure off and made me free, and it can do the same for you.
All right, unfair grace.